This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Mulberry on this show at 9. Before that, though, we will get to They Said It in about 20 minutes. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will certainly discuss what one NFL insider says about which side of the football Travis Hunter will be on should he be drafted by the New England Patriots. So we will get to that coming. I am leaning more and more toward, because I ask all the time, what's the plan? There has to be a plan. I am leaning more and more toward that player being available at number 4, and you are selecting him with the understanding that he is going to 90 to 95% of the snaps, he is going to be a wide receiver for your football team, Wiggy.
Okay.
That is what I am leaning toward.
All right.
And, you know, from time to time, I'm whispered to. I wouldn't call it any kind of a scoop or anything like that. I know Nesson wrote it up or something yesterday, you were telling
me. They did, yes, they did write it up.
But
Greg Hill from the Greg Hill Show got whispered to.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that that they gave us a mention over there. But I don't know anything specific, but it's just the direction that I am leaning in. All right, we have leads that remain. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. The Masters Club dinner is April 8th, so coming up, around the corner, really. And Scottie Scheffler, who the dinner is honoring, he's a massive Outback and Chili's fan. It is clear as day.
Okay.
The menu has been released.
Okay.
And it is an Outback / Chili's menu. For the appetizers, Wiggy, we have cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style. I don't know what that means.
Wiggy loves a good slider.
Yeah.
Correction. Many sliders.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
You got to eat more than one. That's why they're sliders.
Yeah. I wonder how many, like, can you, do you get two as an appetizer? Are they passed? Can you have as many as you want?
It's probably passed, and I believe I've mentioned this before, but life hack, Jackson life hack, stand near the kitchen when there are passed appetizers because you get first access to them.
Very true.
Yeah.
Firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. That's an appetizer. Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites with tomato basil sauce. The first course is Texas-style chili.
All right.
And then the main course, you get your choice of wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish. Family style with macaroni and cheese, not bad. And with the dessert, the best dessert known to man, warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Ooh, really?
That is the menu in honor of Mr. Scotty Scheffler. Clearly an Outback Chili's super fan.
Okay. All right. Cannot wait for the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that far away.
All right. In April.
April 8th. All the spring things. All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So as a Pats fan, I'm trying to figure out the direction. I know what the whispers are, and if that's the direction, okay, I can rock with that. You know, I can rock with that, but I still need some veteran presence when it comes to helping Drake May. But I'm confused because I remember people killed Bill Belichick for not putting Mac Jones in the best possible position to be successful. It killed him. What are you doing? Get him weapons. He's got nobody to throw it to. Look at this guy. He's got weapons.
Well, that was mostly about Patricia and Judge, if we're being honest.
No, but it was about the weapons. It was mostly
about the coordinator.
It was, no, Curtis, he had no weapons to throw to. People would say, he had weapons, who was his best receiver? Kendrick Bourne?
They went in offseason, got him Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Kendrick Bourne. They invested a ton of money.
Jacoby Myers?
Was he with Jacoby Myers? Yeah. Or did Jacoby leave?
No, he was here first season, I think, with Mac.
But the first season, and then it was, you know, they know there's no weapons around them, and we're doing the same thing with Drake May. We're putting Drake May in the same position when it comes to not giving this kid a chance to be successful. You got a good offensive coordinator, you have a good head coach, but yet you're not putting no talent around him to make him be successful. We criticized Bill about the Matt Patricia year, but then the Billy O'Brien year, when he had a good offensive coordinator, it was, well, he doesn't have the weapons. He doesn't have a Steph Diggs. He doesn't have this guy. He doesn't have that guy. And we are just rewriting history and doing the same thing with Drake May. But for some reason, we are now criticizing, which I don't understand, the owner on him not signing offensive players, which to me is, and I criticized the owner before about not spending money, but it seems like they're willing to, or at least based on what they've done defensively, they're willing to hand over some money. They still have money available, but why are we not using that money on the offensive side of the football?
Okay. And we talked about it a lot at the start of the show, but Steph Diggs was here yesterday.
Sign him.
You are all over giving him a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's coming off the knee injury, but prior to that, he had six straight years of 1,000 yards as a receiver. Sign him.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Yesterday, the NFL shared a memo that detailed proposed rule changes from several teams, and it appears that the Detroit Lions may have the best suggestion ever when it comes to rule changes in the NFL. They would like to eliminate automatic first downs as a penalty for defensive holding and illegal contact. How do you feel about
it? I like it because it's a 5-yard penalty, right? Just give the 5 yards.
Right. You don't have to give them the automatic first
down. If it's second and 10 and you call defensive holding, and now it's second and 5.
Because you could call that stuff on almost any play in the NFL.
And we see it especially when they get, and it's a little bit different, but when you get into the red zone, it automatically, like, you know, changes the outcome of the game. If it's like 3rd and 10 and you're on the, you know, 12-yard line or whatever and you get a defensive hold, automatic first down, I'm all for that.
I agree with the principle of it, Greg, but I am cautioning you and everyone, this then puts more onus on the ref to call a PI, where if it's close, before it would be like, okay, maybe it wasn't catchable, but he held 5 yards automatic first down. It's not nearly as punitive against the defense. If there's a big play down the sideline and it's viewed as holding versus PI, you're looking at a 30-yard difference and no first down. So, I don't know. I mean, I like it, but I think I would prefer that, but that could be an issue with the
And I know as an offensive player, we do a lot of things that we don't get called for all the time, especially, you know, when it comes to running routes. And I think this is a way to kind of even the balance a little bit, because it's so difficult to play defense, especially as a corner, because you can't touch guys. If you tug a guy, you pull a guy. But I like it. I definitely like this. And
yeah, I mean, the five-yard penalty is less of a game-altering, you know, result. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you give the first down, and right. you're changing the game on something that you could call on every single play.
Did you read the addendum to it, though?
No.
In Chiefs games, it's always a first down.
Mm-hmm. Treat it like an offsides. You know, when somebody jumps offsides, it goes from, you know, 3rd and 10 to 3rd and 5. It doesn't go from 3rd and 10 to first down.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And right now, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. After all that talk about not wanting divas in the locker room, the Patriots have Stephon Diggs at the facilities yesterday. It's the first team he's visited since reconstructive surgery on his ACL 4 months ago. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Texans have signed Cam Robinson to a one-year deal worth between $12 and $14.5 million. And the Commanders and Deebo Samuel have agreed to a reworked contract. The Red Sox beat the Tigers yesterday 6-4. Today they have the Twins at Lee Health in Fort Myers. First pitch at 1:05. You can listen to the matchup on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Bruins are in Vegas.
Curtis, Marcelo Meyer making a great case that he should be on this ball club on opening day.
You know, not every day you see a lefty hit second, but that guy is smooth.
The man was raking yesterday, Shime.
He's hitting like 350 in spring training or something. It's
pure
insane.
Rake.
Oh, and anybody else see Devers saying he now doesn't want to play third base?
I didn't see that. You
yeah.
saw that?
Mm.
No?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to say, I mean, if one day I'm going to be wrong. I don't know when it is. Not today.
The Bruins are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights tonight. Puck drop at 10. And playing games last night saw Mount St. Mary's beat American. They will take on Duke. And Xavier beat Texas to now face Illinois. We're in full swing now. First round tips off at 12:15 today with Creighton and Louisville. And shop with the Shaw's app for amazing deals and points that you can redeem for groceries. Become a free member today. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and get $5 off your next $25 or more purchase just for signing up. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
40 degrees, partly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 53 today.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it seems like there may be big news from our Twitch viewing family. I haven't fully confirmed it yet, but Butter Guy appears to be engaged to be married.
I saw that. Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he dropped a fiance in there.
Really?
Yes.
Right. Well, she is apparently a blind woman. And there's something for everybody.
That is right.
There's someone for everybody.
Yep.
And something for everybody. So
very happy for him.
Yeah, happy for Butter Guy. And you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the others in Portland, Maine and Bath, Maine. Just visit springersjewelers.com. I think our Western Maine audience in Portland and Saco and Ocean Park and everywhere is back on board this morning. They fixed the problem up there. Is that what I'm hearing, Sean?
That's what it seems like, Greg. Ken was right on it this morning. Let me tell you. Oh,
that will make. Did Ken Laird fix that?
I believe so. He shot me a text. He's like, hey, I need you to double check on a couple other stations for me. It seems
good.
Like Ken was all over it.
He's wired this morning.
Well, Ken is always up early and working and keeping the network going. So I want to thank Ken for ensuring that we can be heard in all parts of Western Maine on the water. And that will make that caller yesterday very happy. And so speaking of Twitch, did Terp have some sort of a lock of the day that he was yelling about earlier this morning with you? I heard you two earlier this morning.
Yeah, we were chatting it up, yucking up about Ball in the hallway here, Greg. And Terp's got a underdog lock of the day for you.
Okay.
UC San Diego to beat Michigan. Mm. Apparently, UC San Diego shoots the lights out of the ball.
Right.
Just absolute, just from downtown, left and right. So he's all over UC San Diego today.
All right. Well, we will be watching basketball with you this afternoon, starting at 5 at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett Mountain, the pregame for the snow show, which is at Wachusett tomorrow morning.
And to appease Boss Man, you can listen to March Madness starting at noon today on EEI AM.
Oh, on AM, on the AM frequency.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Good morning to 207 texter from my adopted home continent, the Maine, who was not listening yesterday and so therefore is correcting me on suggesting that Portland is in Western Maine.
Uh-huh.
There was a caller who was very agitated yesterday with me referring to Ocean Park, Maine, and the state of Maine as my adopted home continent. Not only was he upset that I refer to Maine as a continent, but he was upset that I felt like Ocean Park on the ocean was in the eastern part of Maine. He said it was western. It was down west Maine.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said that. I am well aware. I have been spending all my summers for a long period of my time in beautiful Ocean Park, Maine. Little shack up there. And so I am well aware of everything to do with the state. So
beautiful shack.
Thank you. Shaq took a little damage over the winter, frozen pipe situation up there.
Oh, boy, that sucks.
Got everything fixed and ready to rock. So.
Thank goodness.
All right, where do you want to start when it comes to They Said It, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your New England Patriots. Daniel Jeremiah, my guy DJ, was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and he was asked about the idea of the Patriots being able in a position to draft Travis Hunter. Here is what DJ said about the possibility of Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter falling to the Patriots.
Well, if he does get there, I don't think he gets by your guy.
Okay.
So that was, you know, I think if you're a Patriot fan, you're hoping these two quarterbacks go before you pick.
Yep.
And then you're either going to get one of those guys. You're going to get Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, elite players. I think with Travis, it's the unique part about him, the special part is it's different for different teams of how you'd use him. I do think it's easier to major in defense and minor in offense, but looking where the Patriots are at corner and where they are at receiver right now, if he were to go to that specific team, I think I would say, look, you're full-time offense and we'll find some spots for you, whether it's some third downs,
red zone,
you know, different packages, and we'll sprinkle you in on defense. But I don't know how you look at Drake May and say, you know, this guy that we got who's better than anybody else at the position on our team, we're only going to use him part-time. I don't think that would make sense.
All right.
Okay.
Full-time offense.
That could be the plan.
If that's the way they want to go, they feel like he's the best wide receiver in the draft and you want to take him at number four, I'm all for it as long as you're putting him full-time offense. And, you know,
see, when I said this, you said, that's ridiculous. No, he's never going to do that.
Courtney, you said 50-50.
No, I didn't. I said,
revisionist history. I said the only reason I don't want Travis Hunter is because he can't play both sides of the football. And you said, oh, yes, he is.
No,
he
and said I said, well, what if he's going to play more receiver?
You said
he's not going to do that. That's not what he's declaring.
He's going to play both sides of the football. That's what he's saying. That's what people are telling him. He's going to play both sides of the football. And I said, Courtney, he can't do that. I said, if you're getting Travis Hunter, he's playing 99% on one side of the football. And if that happens to be offense, I'm on board.
You said
with
it
that.
Was not going to be offense.
Because you told me he's not doing it.
We've talked about this a lot, but has there been any indication? I think there were rumblings at the combine that the player had said that he would be okay with playing wide receiver. Has there been any indication of what his druthers are when it comes to Travis?
So the latest thing I saw was him on
did
his
you say
own.
The latest thing?
No, the last thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you said latest.
He did. I thought he was talking about in the pips.
Nope, I said the last. Okay. The last thing I saw was him on his own podcast talking about how he still wants to play both sides of the ball, but he has to prove it to NFL teams because nobody's going to just let him do it and just be like, yeah, Trav, you can go ahead and play both sides of the football. Here you go. He has to prove that he can actually do it,
and
but he wants to play both sides of the ball.
And that was the thing.
But he's going to clearly make more money
yes.
if he is a successful wide receiver in the NFL, and he has to be thinking about that.
All day long. Even though corner is his natural position, if you're saying you're playing, and based off Daniel Jeremiah, if the Patriots are saying you are playing 100% of the offense,
yeah.
then okay.
So putting two and two together, if someone of import were whispering that we love the player, if the player is available at number four, we are absolutely going to take the player.
Mm-hmm.
And adding that to the two that is, we're not really interested in Cooper Kupp. We're not really going to make a run for any of these guys that are going to cost us a lot of money and a lot of capital.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that has been their plan, is that we are drafting him and he is going to be our go-to wide receiver.
If that's your plan, okay. If that's the plan you're going to go with, okay, as long as you're telling me he's 100% a wide receiver. Because if you're telling me he's still doing both, then basically what you're doing is you're not giving Drake May the best chance to be successful, because you're not giving Travis Hunter the best chance to be successful. If you're playing him 60-40, 50-50, it won't work.
Okay. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, from a guy we hope to be a Patriot to a guy that was a Patriot and no longer is, David Andrews.
Can I interrupt you?
Of course.
Real quick, this is Christine, who is upset with Wiggy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Wiggy's wrong. I listened all day yesterday. Courtney said that. She said, what if he chooses and sells himself as, yes, I'm willing to be an offensive player the whole time? And Wiggy said, he's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. And she's like, but what if he chooses to? Mm-hmm. What if he sells himself that way? Mm-hmm. And he kept arguing with her. So she's right.
Thank you, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Courtney.
Another one. Christine's clearly didn't have selective hearing. Because yesterday we didn't even talk about it.
Courtney, I think you're gaslighting Courtney.
No.
She is gaslighting me.
You're trying to gaslight me.
And if you go back to Saving by Shaving, I believe it was my lead, and you just poo-pooed it the entire time.
So it is shocking now, the more we talk about it, he's like, okay, I'd be on board with that. You've been from day one, you've been, Travis Hunter has said he wants to do both.
And then I said, well, what if he chooses to be an offensive player and he's not a cornerback? And you said, he's never going to do that.
No, I didn't.
Wiggy has misogynist tendencies.
I don't know what misogynist
means.
Wiggy's not a misogynist. I want to be dead ass. What does that mean?
Wiggy is not a misogynist.
What does it mean?
It means that you put down women.
I don't put down. I was raised by a single mother.
I know.
You just said Christine couldn't hear.
No, I said, so, Dick, guess what? There are plenty of guys who can't hear. I was raised by a single mother, so I hold women to a high standard. I've been married for 30 years.
And you have a daughter.
Yeah, and I have a daughter.
But I will say that I was on this.
I treat women the same way I treat men.
I just said that. I've said that.
Mm-hmm.
over a week ago, I was on this, and you just were not having it then.
No.
And now it's just shocking the more that it's maybe coming to fruition that you've changed your tone.
No, no. I've been on it since day one.
Okay.
If he's going to do both, I don't want him. If he's only going to do wide receiver, okay, I'll take him. Because, and I'm the one who showed you what an offensive player makes versus a defensive player. And the highest paid offensive player is Jamar Chase with $160 million, where the highest defensive player is $100 million. So I've been on that for day one. You've been pushing the narrative that he wants to play both. And I had said he can't do both.
Now, let me ask a question of the professor and the coach. If you are drafting at number four, for wide receiver, would you prefer Travis Hunter or McMillan?
I want McMillan.
I think they're both solid because the wide receiver class isn't like you have this Marvin Harrison type of player, whether it's McMillan or Travis Hunter.
Okay.
I know Travis.
Interchangeable in your mind, either or.
Yeah, because neither one is like a game changer at wide receiver. Like there's no, you're not making the argument that Travis Hunter is going to be Jamar Chase. So, okay. And neither the argument with Tetaro and McMillan.
Okay, on to David Andrews, Shime. Sorry about that.
No problem, Greg. So David Andrews talked on his podcast with Brian Hoyer about being released from the New England Patriots, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Here is David Andrews.
Hey, you don't you have to respect it, but you don't always have to like it.
No, that's the truth. Like, if you're a competitor,
that's the hardest part.
If you're a competitor, you're not like great. You know, like this is all like, you know, no one wants to get fired, even in the real world. Like, and
that's right.
Definitely respect their decision. You know, do I like it? No. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I could provide value. And, you know, I was, you know, hoping that I could try to play. And, you know, like I said, you know, just trying to get the ship in the right direction and, you know, help the organization.
Two things here, Greg.
Yeah.
One, can the Patriot ball washers stop? When this happened and he was released and we reacted live to it, it was a week ago.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying, Curtis, what are you saying? He's going to retire. It's okay. Like, no, bad decision. Also, I said, what's the downside of keeping him here through training camp? At least if he doesn't make the team, he can work with Vrabel to work on this guy's a keeper, this guy's a Patriot, because we all agree David Andrews, a Patriot.
Yeah.
He's won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Instead, I get mocked for it. And then yesterday, Karen Garigian sat down with Devin McCourty, who said they should have kept him to at least have him around through camp because of all the things I just listed.
I mean, leadership alone, you know, even not being part of the team last year from a playing perspective, he was somebody who was speaking out and mm-hmm. you could guess – was trying to hold other guys accountable, the younger guys accountable. I mean, it's a void in that locker room when it comes to leadership.
But they did him a favor. Well, because if he still wants to play.
He said in the podcast that he's going to live around here.
But he wants to play. So if he wants to play, why not?
But he doesn't want to, like, and move the family somewhere
but
else.
But if you want a job, he talked about being fired, right? And I've been in this situation before. They did him a favor. Releasing him now allows him to go to a team where he can learn the offense and be ready to go for that team come training camp. Releasing him during training camp doesn't help him out with other teams. So they actually did him a favor.
Because, he sounds like he's happy about it.
No. He's not happy about being fired.
Right, so they didn't do him a favor.
No, he's not happy about being fired because he still wants to play.
And he thinks he would have been the best center on the team if he
right.
was there.
But in their opinion, they don't believe it. So what they did, the favor that they're doing for him, Curtis, is releasing him now gives him more options for teams to go to and allows him to get in the building with his new team, learn the offense, and legitimately be the number one guy. Rather, if you wait till training camp, now when he gets cut, he's not going to have as many teams because teams are already going to have their centers in place. So that's them doing him a favor, and I get he doesn't like the part of being fired because he still thinks he can play and he still thinks he could be the best guy here, but they don't believe that.
He was, and I understand sentimentality is does not work a lot of times when it comes to business, but he was really your last connection on that football team in that building to the, you know, I hate the phrase, but the Patriot way or the to the old days.
Right.
Right.
But they don't need that because Vrabel is your connection to that. Okay. And then Vrabel's guys that he brings in, those guys are now going to push the message that Vrabel's pushing.
The Vrabel way.
And the Vrabel way in that locker room.
Okay.
But that's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to the Boston Red Sox. Alex Bregman spoke to the Foul Territory podcast, and he didn't even think he was going to end up with the Boston Red Sox. We can hear Alex Bregman's experience in the offseason in his own words.
It was kind of crazy. Honestly, met with a lot of teams, and then honestly, everything just happened in like the last 30 minutes. It was like it was kind of rapid fire. We thought we were going somewhere else the entire time.
Yeah.
And then in like the last 30 minutes, we talked to Boston, and the deal got done. But no, I think it was definitely different than I expected. It was a good process, and you know, I'm super thankful to be here.
All right. Where did you think you were going? I mean, you said it.
I knew you were going to ask you that. I was going to let him have that.
We thought we were going to be in Detroit the entire time, honestly. And then at the last second, Boston kind of came in.
Much better option. No disrespect to Detroit,
but, right?
Much better option, and we are delighted to have you here. And what a game changer that guy is. So. And, of course, Curtis, several texters earlier asking about the Dever story that you said because they can't find it.
Oh, okay. I'll produce it.
And so he said he's now okay with not playing third base?
No, that basically it's like, yeah, if you want me to, I won't now because I'm not the starter.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get the story.
What is wrong with him?
I mean, maybe he got called Ralphie.
You got to explain to me what now means.
Yeah, I mean, I hope.
If they convinced them, you know, it sounds like based on Curtis's report.
Well, it sounds like you're losing a bet because
sensitive Wiggy today, Curtis's report. It's not my report.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're
right. Somebody reported it. I'm not reporting it.
Yeah.
Well, who reported it? That's all we're trying to get. Because you're saying.
So
that,
you're saying it doesn't exist, which Curtis's report.
Listen,
if we're going to keep it a buck.
No, I didn't say it doesn't exist. I said if that's what you're telling us, then somebody got to Devers and Devers finally changed his tune to go, all right, I'll go to DH. Because he's been beating the drum saying he ain't.
Alex Cora yesterday said essentially that he will make, whenever it's time to make the announcement, he will make the announcement. But he also went on, I think this is with Chris Cotillo, went on to say that he does not expect Ralphie Devers to play third base at all during the rest of spring training.
Right.
And so, therefore, one can assume that if he has not played any time at the position in spring training,
right,
he is not going to be starting there on opening day. I guess you could assume.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know.
Unless he's so good, then he could just go out there and sit at the hot corner and start fielding the grounders.
Well, if they convince them to buy into what they're selling, yeah, then that's great for the Red Sox, because Courtney brought it up, and we talked about it, that all we saw Devers doing was fielding ground balls and working on his fielding, so. And he's been pretty adamant that he really wants to play third base. So if they were able to convince him to go to DH, then they did a good job.
Okay. Anything else, Shyam?
Yeah, one more for you here. Since it is the beginning of March Madness today, Rick Pitino is coaching in March Madness for St. John's. And he talked yesterday about who his biggest rival is and reflected on the time where he was a coach at Boston University. Here was Rick Pitino.
So you look back on those days and of the Palestra or being at BU, and you're going against, there's only one coach I really considered a rival in my whole career. And I've been blessed to coach against, I coached against Frank McGuire's last game, coach against Dean Smith. There's only one coach that's ever I had a strong rivalry with. And today I respect him as much as anybody in the game. And that was Jim Calhoun. We hated each other, BU and Northeastern hated each other, and there were 300 people at each arena. He goes on to coach in Connecticut, I go on to coach in Providence, and we hated each other there as well. And today, I don't think I respect any coach in the game as much as I respect Jim Calhoun. So looking back on it, it was really funny at that stage of BU versus Northeastern.
That is 97-year-old Rick Pitino.
Doing a good job.
Honestly, I know people hate him, but it's good that he's in the tournament. It's always fun to hate somebody like in the tournament. You need big personalities.
Yeah. I thought it was somewhat inappropriate where he went on to say during that press conference that if the Providence job becomes available in the next couple of years, he would have to consider taking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. It probably will, too. Yeah. So
he's doing it. He turned okay, St. John's around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think Providence kids would love that.
If HBO is, like, timed out perfectly, I want Pitino to be in the news and have the Celtics docuseries show Rick firing Red Auerbach, because what a moment.
I know. That's got to be coming
up soon. He's back. I mean, Pitino's back, especially after going viral for his halftime.
Yeah.
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
Yeah, well, if you weren't so awful.
His halftime speech, so, and he's turned St. John.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
If he became the Providence head coach, we would have to have him on the show, like, weekly. Mm. He was a great interview. When I was at the ACC, he was at Louisville, and I always loved interviewing him.
Yeah.
And did he ever ask you to meet him in a restaurant when it was closed?
I knew you were going there, but no, he never did. He was very appropriate with me.
Okay. Are you saying that the Hill note is properly timed for Rick? The report was through Tony Maserati. Alex Cora yesterday was peppered with questions about why Devers was not playing any third base.
He
said that this was something they clearly were, you know, we saw him working out at third base. Bregman was the third baseman again yesterday. Devers is not flying to Mexico to play the games, and then the season starts, so he will not have played any third base the entire spring.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is basically
what Greg just said. Yeah. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah.
Right, so that's he's been offered the opportunity. It's not that they've prevented him from playing third base. He's elected not to.
All right. That is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news next. And there's, correct me if I'm wrong, but here in Massachusetts, there's an abundance of wealth floating around. Like, everybody is just loaded up with cash, right?
Oh, yeah. Cost of living tells you that.
Okay. So it won't affect anybody if it costs you more money to get a ride to Logan Airport or anything like that, right?
Oh,
good time
be great.
Good time for the state to bump that up, what it costs to go to Logan?
Yeah, especially with how good public transportation is going
here.
Okay, so that'll be good,
Excellent. We'll get to that and the rest of the news of Courtney next.
It's time for...
But Arnold Palmer was all man, and I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. This is a guy that was all man.
The news.
And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Why do we have to be nude, though?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up when I
was... Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a limited ceasefire after Trump had an hour-long phone call with Zelensky yesterday.
All right.
Zelensky expects the ceasefire deal to cover civilian as well as energy infrastructure.
Okay.
He is skeptical of Vladimir Putin's goodwill and intentions after Russia went back on their word just 2 days ago. But hopefully we can see some progress there.
Okay.
A man was stabbed in a fight outside a McDonald's in Nashua, New Hampshire on Tuesday night. This is actually the McDonald's that I used to go to in high school. My friends and I would go there. So,
really?
Yeah.
I got word yesterday that none other than the Bland manager, the travel agent, Ken Laird, this word came via Shime, agrees fully with my outrageous take that the McDonald's hash brown is better than the McDonald's French fries.
I was floored.
That's shocking. Wow. Serial killer move.
Honestly, having Ken agree with taste is basically a kiss of death. The guy's from Western PA. He doesn't know good food if it whacked him across the head.
I believe he said it to Shime unprompted, or you were having a discussion about fries or something. I don't know how it happened, but I...
Yeah, we were just, chatting about today, about the show today. I said, your hash browns over french fries take was crazy. And he goes, you know what? I support him. Those hash browns slap.
He said oftentimes that's the only thing he has for breakfast. No egg McMuffin.
Nothing.
That's a little savage, but he just goes and gets the hash brown, and that's it. Right. That's all he eats.
Well, add another resident to Hash Brown Island. That's you correct. And him?
Yeah, me and Ken are on Hash Brown Island. But anyway, sorry.
Curtis, do you think that Ken's getting Bonvoy points for our hotel tonight or no?
I'm staying. Of all the things I've said, that went right up the tailpipe. But by the way, I would just say, I don't know if you know this, Greg, Ken's hometown had a parade when a TGI Fridays arrived.
Wow. Seems like a pretty nice hotel tonight.
Yeah, he did a great job with the accommodations. Okay. Looks nice.
In Central Mass. Boss,
yep.
There's a pool, Wiggy. All right. I know you like the hot tub.
I'm a hot tub guy.
But I would assume that the accommodations meet with your massive
expectation. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Because you demand 4-star only when it comes to accommodations.
Yeah, I like when it comes to hotels and you're sleeping someplace else other than your home, you want it to be nicer because the nicer it is, the cleaner it is.
I'll give you the link during the break. For you to look it up.
All right.
Two groups started fighting outside the McDonald's around 10:30 p.m. when a 32-year-old guy was stabbed several times. He was seriously hurt but is in the hospital, hopefully going to make a full recovery, while 22-year-old Jose Vasquez is facing charges for the stabbing. Here's one witness, Felix Marengo, on WMUR.
All I noticed was a knife out. A guy started getting stabbed. I got out of my car, took my handgun out. As soon as they saw that I pulled my gun out, the guy, the stabber, started running behind Wendy's.
Wow.
I mean, it's good to know that everybody is armed.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form.
Today, man, you got to be.
Around you at all times.
I was having this conversation with my kids yesterday. We were at the North End working out, and my boy, Jamie D, pulled up. I grew up with, and I was telling my kids, like, no one fights no more. No one just says, you know what? Hey, we're going to knuckle up and we're going to fight. We're going to throw hands. Nowadays, they pulling out knives. You're a dude, say, run into the car to get the gun. Like, it's not even worth it. Like, if somebody does something, just walk away.
Very scary.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah. Starting July 1st, Uber and Lyft rides to the airport may go up because of a tentative agreement between the two and Massport. So, according to the new deal released yesterday afternoon, Massport proposed a one-time per-trip passenger fee that is increased from $3.25 to $5.50. So that's a whole over $2.
Why is Massport charging you via your ride to the airport to be dropped off on your flight? Answer that question. Why, they did it forever with taxis. Now they do it with Uber and Lyft. What is the fee? It's a tax, first of all.
Yeah.
It's not a fee, it's a tax. And our elected officials, namely the governor, Maura Healey, can't get her S together and figure out how to balance a budget. So what they do is they go and take advantage of people who are just trying to fly off on a vacation that the economy has made virtually impossible to take anyway because of how much it costs.
What's also crazy is originally, earlier this year, Massport proposed the price to go up to over $7.
What do you get for that?
What is nothing. Massport? Well,
so if you drive to the airport and drop somebody off, doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
So why, if an Uber is driving there and dropping you off, do they get to jack up the fees on that to go to the state?
It makes no sense. I will say the agreement also has an option for riders to now be dropped off directly at the terminal doors, which has been an annoyance going to the airport as of late.
I know.
Here's Uber driver JT Thomas on BZ.
People are going to be pushed into having to do it without any regards because they have to get to the airport. I don't think that it's a good idea to charge consumers.
Yeah.
I have a question.
That's crazy.
Is Massport in charge of the luggage? I think they are, but I'm not positive.
Well, they're in charge of all aspects of
Logan?
The airport. Yeah.
Okay, so then they are. Yeah. They are the worst in the world. They are the worst, the slowest, more than any, go to some obscure Caribbean airport and you get your luggage faster than you do at Logan Airport. And it's not because it's a big city. Atlanta, Chicago, New York, you name it, Florida, you get your luggage. Why is it so effing slow? We spend God's... I mean, you know what to park overnight at Logan it is? $60
Yep. It's expensive as hell.
What do they do with that money?
Yep.
Goes to somebody.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
It's just another tax.
Yeah.
It's another way to get money into the state that they're going to spend on things that have nothing to do with the airport or people that are traveling to the airport or anything else.
You want a great job? Work at Massport. They get paid over there, though.
Didn't you used to have a job driving the airport shuttle?
Oh, yeah. I used to drive the Alamo buses.
Ooh.
I used to drive the Alamo buses. And when we were kids, we used to go to the airport. You know the little metal, like, luggage buggies
yeah.
that they give out? You could get those and then return them and get, like, 50 cents. So we used to just go there and see how much money we could make to go to an arcade. But I used to drive Alamo buses. And I worked at Signature overnight when they used to send the mice out. Or the mice used to come in for all the experiments they used to do. And I worked on, like, the belly of the plane, loading the luggage, putting the luggage
really?
On. When I was in high school, yeah.
Wow.
Huh. And the 747s, we used to put those big things that gut the whole plane.
Yeah.
So I used to do a lot of stuff.
How many times on the Alamo bus did somebody say, I appreciate the story, but I really need to catch my flight?
No, I really didn't talk to people unless I knew they would give me a good tip.
Oh, really?
There were some cheap bastards, though.
They didn't tip you out?
No.
Are you supposed to tip the bus driver out on the shuttle?
Oh, yes.
But remember, I was on the...
smaller... They pick up your bags? They put them away?
I was on the smaller bus, not the bigger one, but, like, you know, it would be almost like what, you know, people go out... for a night on the town. So when I parked the bus, I would get the luggage off the little thing.
Yeah, you were helping them.
And put it outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would be looking for a little bit of a tip.
And Long Road of the Twitch chat is like my stenographer. He corrects everything.
Yeah.
Massport is not in charge of the luggage. The airlines manage that. Yes, when you check in, Delta has my bag. When we land and they connect the conveyor belt to the bottom of the plane, that's Massport. There's the difference. And at Logan, they suck.
This is Smitty, who is driving an Uber as we speak, I think. Hello, Smitty.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
What's up?
First of all, I just have a quick comment. Did Wiggy say he drove the small bus?
Yeah.
Figures.
Yes.
All right, listen.
He was the captain of the small bus.
Oh, that's what they were.
Yes.
Captain of the little bus.
Yes. Yes,
listen,
yes.
I'm an Uber driver, and I have a problem with them. I love driving for the company. But when it comes to the airport, I really believe that they, for lack of a better term, they screw the customer. Because if I drove you, Greg, in my car,
yep.
I could pull right up to the front.
Yep.
Right? No matter how many bags you have. I'm pulling up right to the front.
Yeah.
If I'm driving Uber, I have to drop these poor people off so far back, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now,
and
they gotta
drag everything up in the elevator, get to the right floor, get into the terminal. It's the same thing with leaving. You got to go down to the Uber Lyft lot
right.
and when you should just be picked out up front,
right.
especially when it's freezing cold. I agree with you. It's ridiculous.
Unless you're getting an Uber driver like me who plays stupid.
Yeah.
And I go and drop them off. Oh, I didn't know. It's my first day.
Yeah, no.
So...
Smitty,
listen,
Smitty, thank you.
I love you all.
Thank you for your service.
I love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you for your service. We got to take a break.
That was a good morning, boys,
unfortunately. We'll be back with the rest of the news next.